Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 12th, 2009. I am Stephen C. Weber. Normally, you hear me say Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but Brooksine is not with me today. She went to Arkansas, where she has some relatives with her brother and along with Astaire. And I was left with the assignment of preparing and, of course, now podcasting today's message. It's the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, August 12th. 2009. There's a photo of Brooksine at the top of the message walking through a nature trail at the George Washington Carver National Monument, which I want to speak about today with a message titled God's Little Workshop. The scripture text is from Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Well, yesterday we visited the George Washington Carver National Monument in Diamond, Missouri. George Washington Carver was a remarkable scientist who overcame much during his life and all along maintained a devout faith in God. On the site today we have a number of his quotes that we took actually photos of, which to us were probably the most astounding part of our visit to the museum. Well, indeed, one of my most memorable childhood trips was going to this small, out-of-the-way site in southwest Missouri, south of Joplin. I've admired this man ever since, and yesterday Brooksine also walked through in amazement. I would say most astounding are the powerful quotes all through the museum. And as mentioned, we have several I actually took photos of and have posted up today. George Washington Carver was born into slavery, orphaned as an infant, and even traded for a broken-down racehorse. He once witnessed the public lynching of a fellow black man. He had all kinds of excuses to fail and be a bitter man. Yet he grew up with a faith and love for God and an appreciation of nature that would sustain him throughout his entire life. His forte was the peanut, and he was a pioneer in the field of chemurgy, a branch of applied chemistry that is concerned with preparing industrial products from agricultural raw materials, or in another instance, I even read byproducts. Once he testified before the Senate Agricultural Committee, saying that he got his knowledge of peanuts from the Bible. Asked what the Bible said about peanuts, he replied, "The Bible does not teach anything regarding the peanut, but it told me about God, and God told me about the peanut." I especially appreciate Carver's outlook in life. He was able to see the hand of God in nature. He certainly believed in intelligent design and an intelligent designer. Carver said, I quote, "I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour if we will only tune in," end quote. As a devout Christian, Carver considered his laboratory God's Little Workshop, and thus the title of today's message. I read this interesting article in an encyclopedia concerning Carver's faith. I quote, "God and science were both areas of intrigue, not warring ideas in the mind of George Washington Carver. While contemporary scientific endeavors may practice methodological naturalism, an approach which believes the universe to be unguided or chaotic, Carver reasoned that the God who created the universe also created the rules by which it was governed. He was opposed to the theory of evolution and believed the creation of the world to be the biblical creation account as told in the book of Genesis verbatim. He would testify on many occasions that his faith in Jesus was the only mechanism by which he could effectively pursue and perform the art of science." Well, I believe God is still speaking today through his creation. One of the keys to a positive, faith-filled outlook in life is to tune in to his voice. In the daily verse, the word understand translates a word that means to exercise the mind or observe. Today, I once again affirm and urge you to do so as well. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Join me in a word of prayer today that Brookseed had prepared earlier. Father, we long to hear your voice, which gives us direction, affirmation, conviction, reproof, and comfort. Help us with the spiritual exercise of observing how you are working in our own heart and in the lives of those around us. And we especially need to observe the ways you are present in the daily grind of life. The daily routine can easily squeeze out those special sightings of your glorious presence and supernatural workings where you make visible that which is not seen with the human eye, but only through the eye of faith. Faithful and true God, just as you form the universe with your own hands, you also shape the human heart with your own spirit, bringing it into conformity to your will for our lives. Help us to surrender ourselves fully to you, so that we are among those who have supernatural faith, which makes us confident of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see with our human eyes. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. I continue to say us, even though I'm here by myself. I'm in a hotel room here in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. We continue to be on our vacation / Midwest trip. We had a family reunion with Brookseed's family last night in a place where we actually ate the day we were married. After our wedding, we went with a man we also visited this week, Dave Simpson, my best man, to the Casa Bonita. At that time, a really dynamic restaurant here in Tulsa. It's sad to say, it's amazing how long it can stay open. It was pretty run down last night. Somebody's tried to reopen it. It's a huge cavernous type of place. Still very interesting, but must be extremely difficult to maintain, and also on a very kind of an older, rundown part of town. Anyway, we do have a number of photos up of some of our activities over the last couple of days. We have visited several friends and one family member apart from the reunion yesterday. Brookseed visited a cousin in Tulsa. I'm not going to tell you about each one. If you care to read that aspect of our lives, please go to the site today. Well, as mentioned, we are in Tulsa, and Brookseed and Astera went with her brother Jody to visit some relatives today in Arkansas, as well as to see the grave site of both her mom and dad and her grandparents. And, of course, I'm back here in the hotel room preparing this message alone. And thus, whatever is wrong with it probably would have got fixed if Brookseed was with me, so just bear with us. We also, of course, as usual, recommend a couple of songs today, and one of them is How Great Thou Art. We also have some links to some information about George Washington Carver and the National Monument for those that might be interested. Again, this is the message that we have prepared. And I say we because actually some of the material I used was from a message that Brookseed had helped me with, so I believe I can credibly say that, although very much revised for today and thus the likelihood of some errors. This is the message for Wednesday, August 12th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where you can go to either today or whenever you choose to do so and go back to that date and you'll find these materials. We do hope to prepare one more message this week, tomorrow, before we leave Tulsa. And then we're at an area, a resort on Lake, one of the lakes in eastern Oklahoma that we will not have internet access. So that's why we've been a little bit spotty, any of you that regularly check our materials. Have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve and walk with Christ.